If you don't already know Freeze Pop, get to know them. They've got some new music out just recently, actually. Great band. I believe they came out of right here in Somerville. So check them out. Before that, we heard John Grant with Outer Space, and that goes back a ways. Yeah, to his first album, Queen of Denmark from 2010. This is WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM and streaming at WMFO.org. I'm Rick Tothunter. You are listening to the show entitled Exactly What Nobody Wanted, and we are coming to the end. We are getting very close to the end of our intergalactic journey through alternative songs with titles related to outer space. I don't even know. I don't even know what's going on here. We're getting very close. Here comes Ray LaMontagne with his song Supernova.
So you and me, we've been hanging out now ever since we were kids, just kicking around. I want you to be my girl.
Thank you.
Space Hog with their song In the Meantime. And yes, you're right, that song title does not include anything about outer space, but it's a band called Space Hog, and the album's called Resident Alien, so there you go. There's the outer space connection for you, if you're particular like that. Before Space Hog, we heard Universe by T-Rex from Dandy in the Underworld, and at the top of that set was Ray LaMontagne with Supernova. Okay, so we're getting very close to the end of our outer space journey here, and this next set of songs takes a little explanation. An astute listener last week alerted me to the existence of World Contact Day, a day that was established in the 50s, 1953 to be exact, by a group of scientists and UFOlogists to try to use telepathy to contact any intelligent life in the universe. And the idea was that these guys were going to get together, and they wrote a short statement to the extraterrestrials that might be out there picking up their mind vibes. And they wrote this short statement, and the idea was that they were all going to think the statement at the same time. And if they got enough, the idea was that if they got enough people together to think this same statement at the same time, maybe the telepathic power of their combined minds would blast this message out into space where it could be picked up by aliens. And this statement started with the phrase, calling all occupants of interplanetary craft. That was the start of this telepathic statement that was going to be beamed out into the furthest reaches of the universe. And the band Klaatu in the 70s picked up on this idea and wrote a song and recorded a song called Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. And I'm going to play that version now. And then I'm going to play the version of the same song, Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft, by the Carpenters, which they covered a little bit later in the 70s. And then after that, I'm going to play the version of the same song by the Riot Girl band Babes in Toyland that was recorded for the Carpenters cover album. Anyway, long-winded explanation to say let's get going with Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft by Klaatu.
Observing love. you have ability to form and transmit thought energy far beyond the norm. You close your eyes, you concentrate, together that's the way to send the message we declare.
Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour, and right now in our all request line I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey babe, what would you like to hear? Hey babe, I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well. You're gonna have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey Mike, I'm sorry babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen Mike, I'm sorry babe, but we can't.
And we'd like to make.
I'm sorry Mike, we there's
a contact with you. Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. You've been observing our Earth, and we'd like to make a contact with you.
We are your friends.
Calling occupants of interplanetary, quite extraordinary craft.
Craft. You've been observing our Earth. interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary ultra emissary. Your friends. Calling occupants of interplanetary quite extraordinary craft. And please come in peace, we beseech. Thought energy far above the norm. You close your eyes and concentrate together. That's the way to send the message. We declare world contact day. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Of interplanetary, quite extraordinary craft. Calling occupants. Calling occupants. Calling occupants of interplanetary anti-adversary craft. Calling occupants. Calling occupants. Calling occupants. Calling occupants. Calling occupants.
Babes in Toyland with their version of Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. And we heard three versions of that song. We heard the Babes in Toyland version. We heard the version recorded in the 1977, by the Carpenters. And to kick that all off, we heard the original 1973 version by Klaatu. All done in honor of World Contact Day. And maybe by playing all three versions back to back there, I managed to beam that message out into the universe and reach some of the occupants of interplanetary craft. All right, well, that pretty much wraps up the outer space theme I had going there from last week. We did pretty well. That was about 3.5 hours of outer space related songs. I'm giving myself a little pat on the back, and you should give yourself a pat on the back for listening to all of that if you made it. Anyway, I've got one last space-related song. It's Space Song by Beach House. How could you not play this? And then we'll move on to some, I don't know, more terrestrial music.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Late again. When I get home, you'll be waiting. Still, you know, there ain't no use in you complaining. I know that I can show some respect, especially when I'm wrong. But when I get back,
All right, a couple songs there in tribute to Joe Egan, one of the founding members of Steeler's Wheel. He founded that band with Jerry Rafferty. They were schoolmates back in the day, and he and Jerry Rafferty founded Steeler's Wheel. And we just heard two songs by Steeler's Wheel. We heard, of course, the classic Stuck in the Middle with You, and before that, Late Again, both songs taken from their first album, eponymously titled Steeler's Wheel. And of course, Jerry Rafferty went on to be the bigger, more famous name, but Steeler's Wheel was a great, great underrated band that sadly didn't get the fame and popularity that I think they really deserved. Anyway, at the top of that set, we also heard Beach House with Space Song, closing out our musical trip through the cosmos. I've got few more minutes here to play a couple more songs. My name's Rick Todhunter. You're coming to the end of the two-hour show, Exactly What Nobody Wanted. If you're just joining us, here's Jessica Pratt from her brand new album, Here in the Pitch. This song is Life Is. the great new single from the British band Divorce. That song is called My Room, brand new single. Before that, we heard another brand new song from Jessica Pratt from her new album Here in the Pitch, and that song was called Life Is. That's going to about do it for me. I'm Rick Todd Hunter. You've been listening to Exactly What Nobody Wanted here on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM and streaming on WMFO.org. Thanks so much for joining me here this morning. I appreciate it. I will be back next Tuesday morning from 6 to 8. I think I'm just going to be playing music that I like. I'm not going to try to do the whole outer space thing again. That was exhausting. I'm sure it was exhausting for you too. Anyway, I'm going to leave you this morning with a song by the group Secret Mommy. And the name of this song is Tennis Court, and it's named Tennis Court because it's built entirely on samples from sound bits taken from professional tennis matches. Enjoy!
Excited about it. It is a better feeling.